Chapter 2. Low evening sunlight flooded the small Dartmouth alley, forcing Finn to pull his visor down to block its glare. He crept low along the narrow laneway, brushing the high walls on either side, the butt of his desiccator pressed into his armoured shoulder, ready to protect him against whatever he might find. Whenever he found it. Whatever it was he was looking for. He backed along a wall, the armour of his clattering fighting suit screeching across the stone. Keeping out of sight, he took a hard right into another alleyway of high glass and nail-rimmed walls in a town built for defence. Gouges and missing chunks in the brickwork were a reminder of the invasion only 2 weeks before, of the chaos and near-catastrophe wrought by multiple manticores, a minotaur, and those trying to hunt them down. He scuttled down the laneway where Mr. Glad's burnt-out shop stood behind a criss-cross of police tape warning trespassers to keep out, a blackened reminder of the traitor who had opened the hole in Dartmouth through which Finn's father and mother had gone, and only one had come back. Where the lane bisected another, Finn stuck his head round the corner. From a parallel alley, the barrel of a weapon emerged, followed by a helmet and a flurry of exaggerated hand signals. Palm out flat, knuckles curled, a swirling motion. Finn flipped open his visor, squinting against the sun as he tried to properly convey his bemusement. "What?" he mouthed. Steve pushed his visor open and repeated the gestures, this time adding some kind of pumping fist motion.
"Lie down?" asked Finn.
"Hop!" Steve gritted his teeth with obvious frustration. From behind his back, another head appeared. Emmy, her helmet propped on her head, tight red hair avalanching from it, waved at Finn. He waved back. Her father gently but firmly pushed her behind him and then, pressed against a wall, crab-walked towards Finn. Emmy followed, no desiccator in her hand. She wasn't allowed one. Her sole weapon was an eagerness that almost burst from her. The three crouched at the wall. Finn's fighting suit was pushed up uncomfortably at his neck, his knee pads dug into the top of his shins. He shifted awkwardly and loudly as Steve spoke.
"We're to follow that lane north for another 40 metres," said Emmy's father, pointing.